Okay. Can I put my hand up and apologise? I need to apologise to a couple. I'm really sorry. I once again just made an awful idiot and a fool of myself. And I'm sure there's many people out there that, you know, you do it quite a lot. For some unusual reason, extraordinary reason, you just constantly make an idiot of yourself. And it's happened to me again this weekend. So it's Saturday, right? I'm going down to Dundrum. Booked me tickets online for Gravity. So myself and Anna go down to Dundrum to go and see Gravity at 10 to 7. This is the 10 to 7 showing on Gravity. 10 to 7. So on Saturday, great. We'll go in a little bit early, have a bit of food. Very nice. And then head into the cinema. Now, I thought it was going to be jammed. So I booked the two premier seats, 9 and 10, just at the very back, 9 and 10. Thought this will be great. We'll get our 3D glasses. We'll have loads of leg space, which I really enjoy because of me height. And that'll be grand. So we went in. It wasn't that busy, and there was nobody sitting at all on the premier seating except a couple seated in 9 and 10. So if you consider there's 20 seats, 1 to 20, completely empty, but there's a couple sitting in 9 to 10. Now, this has happened to me before. So I went up and I said, look, you're in my seat. And they went, no, I don't think so. This is 9 to 10. And I said, no. No, no, 9 to 10. I've 9 to 10 there. You're in our seats. While Anne was just dragging me, going, will you leave them alone? The whole place is completely empty. The movie's actually on, so nobody else is coming in. Sit anywhere else. And I was going, yeah, but we booked 9 to 10. 9 to 10. See, it's happened before. 9 to 10, 9, seat 9, seat 10. And eventually Anne grabbed me and just said, sit down. So we sat down seats 6 to 7, which I hadn't booked. But obviously, I had sort of annoyed the woman, and I apologise in advance, because about 2 minutes later, she came over to me and she says, look, there's our tickets. We have seats 9 to 10. And I said, that's most bizarre, because my tickets are also 9 to 10. Oh, yeah, my seats are 9 to 10, but for next Tuesday. I clicked the wrong button on the internet. Didn't realise. Cinema people let me in through. Obviously just saw it was the same time and everything. My seats were for next Tuesday, 9 to 10. Very embarrassing. I'd like to. And I did apologise. Look, I'm really sorry about that. But people have often sat in my seats. And I could hear the woman going, I know your man. That's your man, isn't it? From the radio, Colin Hayes. And she took my apology. But the husband on the way out went, yeah, so I suppose we'll be seeing you on Tuesday then, will we? Sometimes, just unfortunately, I'm trying to do what's right and you just make a fool of yourself. Anyone out there as bad as that? Oh, actually, just on my embarrassing moment again, I apologise to the people who were accused of sitting in my seats. I had the wrong tickets, so I booked the wrong day. But anyway, Colm, that story about your seats is hilarious. Exact same thing happened to me and my boyfriend, but he went ballistic. It was so embarrassing. So embarrassing, in fact, that I broke it off with him. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't go that far. Keith, how are you?
Colin, how's things? Are you well?
I'm not too bad at all. How are you?
All right, Jeff. Paul's here for a Monday.
What happened to you?
Oh, God, you just sorted things up for me there when you mentioned the wrong tickets and not noticing dates.
Yeah.
Bit of a touchy subject. But a few years back, it must have been about 18, 19, I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
But my dad said he'd bring me over to Old Trafford.
Right.
Just wanted to see a game.
Mm.
My first game, and it was my birthday, so I said, fine, yeah, that's brilliant. We went over, no tickets. We said, we'll try and get them outside the ground, which we proceeded to do. Paid about £160 for them, off a tout, and proceeded to walk up. This was about 10 minutes before the game kicked off well, so we were in a bit of a rush. We walked up to the gates, handed them in. The man says, can't let you in with them tickets, sorry. I said, why not? Well, there last year's Manchester United versus Bayern Munich tickets.
Oh, no.
Yes. We were after getting them in the near enough the same round the previous 2 years on the trot.
God. Okay.
And we ended up watching it in the, you know, the little pub there on beside all the chippers.
Yeah. Yes. Which is always jammed with all sorry souls like yourself.
Yes. So needless to say, we didn't look at the ticket. Like, we're just saying all we seen was Manchester United versus Bayern Munich. That was good enough for us.
Yeah. Okay.
And so it was a very, very glum birthday, to say the least.
Did the tout do a runner?
We turned around and chased after him, and the police ended up nabbing him, but there was nothing he could do. Absolutely nothing.
Could they not get your money back or anything, no?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's no proof. We can't do anything. you know, he didn't have any money off him, on him or anything. So obviously he's off laying money or tickets, God. And he's getting them off, you know. So
so you standing there with him when he's with the cops saying, no, it's him. He took our money.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's he saying? Is he just looking at you like...
He's just looking at me going, no, never seen you before.
No, you just... you want to kill him, don't you?
Oh, stop. And even it was the longest journey on down on the train then back to Holyhead and then on the ferry, and it was just an absolute... It was just a downer.
What was the score that day?
Oh, I think we drew, actually. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying too much attention to the game. Because I was too distraught, to be perfectly honest.
I remember years ago going to United and Spurs game with friends of mine and the kids, and it was that great game where it was 5-4, and we couldn't get, again, same thing, we couldn't even get into the ground, we couldn't get tickets, and we stood outside, not Old Trafford, White Hart Lane. We just kept hearing all the goals being scored and literally screaming. And we had to pull a taxi over to say, what is going on? And he was going, get in and I'll tell you what's happening. He drove us into town as we listened to the game. And it was, yeah, it's things you never forget.
Oh, well, I'll never forget that. And I'll always check tickets now when I buy them. It was an expensive lesson.
You learned a lesson. Listen, Keith, good story. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Colin.
Take care of yourself. Happy Christmas to you as well. Take care of yourself.